The second rank. Okay. The second rank of Al-Qadr, the second rank of is Al-Kitaba. The writing. years before creation of the heavens and the earth. Al-Kitaba means that Allah wrote everything about creation, their livelihood, provisions, ages, deeds, and so forth. He wrote what He says and what He does, and all that comes to existence due to His actions and sayings. He also wrote what is entailed in His names and attributes. All is written in Ummul Kitab, that is the mother of the book, which is known as Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz, the preserved tablet, and which is also known as Al-Dhikr, the original book of records. Allah says, أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ فِي كِتَابٍ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. Chapter 22, 70. This verse combines the two ranks of Qadr. We have no idea whether it's open or closed. We are not told about whether it's open or closed. We know it's a book and it's all of it is written there. Look at this. Chapter 22, verse 70. Know that Allah knows. Okay, let's go for that. Don't you know that Allah knows all that in the heaven and on the earth? This confirms what? The ilm, the knowledge, the first rank which we talked about. Not only that, verily it's all of this knowledge is all written in a book. That is Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz, the preserved tablet, or the mother of the books, of the book, or the dhikr. All of these are the names of the same thing, the original book of records. All of that is written. Allah wrote everything about creation. He wrote what He says and what He does, and all that comes to existence due to His actions and sayings. He also wrote what is entailed in His names and attributes. Everything is written in that book. This ayah therefore combines the two ranks of Al-Qadr. So if one asks you, what are the ranks of Qadr? You give them. He tell you, give me an evidence for the ranks. You could combine this verse. You could say that this verse contains the two ranks, Al-Ilm, knowledge, and the writing, which is Al-Hajj 22:70. This is a clear evidence for both. As a short answer. So this combined the two ranks of Al-Qadr, the rank of knowledge and that of writing. Allah knew everything about all of His creation before its existence, and He wrote this knowledge in the book Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz, the preserved tablet. The book is a clear one. Allah knows and preserves all that is in it and encompasses its number and its record. He said in Surah Yasin, in chapter Yasin, verse 12, وَكُلَّ أَشَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ فِي إِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ. In chapter 36, verse 12, and all things we have recorded with numbers as a record in a clear book. The Quran itself is written in the preserved tablet, in the original book. Before the creation of the heavens and the earth, Allah said, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ وَإِنَّهُ فِي أُمِّ الْكِتَابِ لَدَيْنَا لَعَلِيٌّ حَكِيمٌ. In Surah Al-Zukhruf, verse 3. Verily we have made a Quran in Arabic that you may be able to understand its meanings and admonitions. Indeed, this Quran is in Ummul Kitab, the mother of the book, before us, exalted and full of wisdom. In another verse, in Surah 85, connected in the sense that it is written. It's written there before the creation of the heavens and the earth. Also, we read in Quran 85, verse 22. بَلْ هُوَ قُرْآنٌ مَجِيدٌ فِي لَوْحٍ مَحْفُوظٌ. Nay, this is a glorious Quran inscribed in اللوح المحفوظ, the preserved tablet. The Sahaba, the companions, and the Tabi'een, their successors, and all the followers of the Sunnah are on the same belief that each and everything taking place up till the day of resurrection is recorded in Ummul Kitab, and the mother of the book. or the preserved tablet. What Allah has said about the Pharaoh, what Allah said about Abu Lahab, the uncle of the Prophet ﷺ, what Allah said of the stories of the prophets with their respective nations, what will occur of his signs, all are recorded in the preserved tablet before their actual manifestation. وَمَا تَكُونُ فِي شَأْنٍ وَمَا تَتْلُوا مِنْ قُرْآنٍ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ مِنْ عَمَلٍ إِلَّا كُنَّا عَلَيْكُمْ شُهُودًا إِذْ تُفِيضُونَ فِيهِ وَمَا يَعْزُبُ. Abu Lahab, he is the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Abu Lahab denied the message of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and stood firm against the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and arrogance and disdainfulness and rejection, and he heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so many times as recorded in the ahadith, and his wife also assisted him, and Allah revealed a chapter on them that they will be in the fire of hell. So وَمَا تَكُونُ فِي شَأْنٍ وَمَا تَتْلُوا مِنْ قُرْآنٍ وَلَا تَعْمَلُونَ مِنْ عَمَلٍ إِلَّا كُنَّا عَلَيْكُمْ شُهُودًا إِذْ تُفِيضُونَ فِيهِ وَمَا يَعْزُبُ عَنْ رَبِّكَ مِثْقَالُ ذَرَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ وَلَا أَصْغَرَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْبَرَ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Whatever you, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, may be doing, and whatever you may be reciting from the Quran, and whatever you mankind may be doing, good or evil, but we are witnesses thereof when you are doing it, and nothing is hidden from your Rabb Allah so much as the weight of an atom or a small ant on the earth or in the heaven, whatever is less or greater than that, except that it is written in a clear record. Surah Yunus, 'For the comprehensibility of what is written therefore in the tablet, resort to this verse as evidence for you. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, كتب الله مقادير الخلائق قبل أن يخلق السماوات والأرض بخمسين ألف سنة وعرشه على الماء. In the hadith reported by Imam Muslim, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Allah had written the ordained measures and due proportions of the creation 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth, as his arsh, his throne, was on water. Reported in Sahih Muslim. This hadith indicates the timing of the writing, not the actual ordainment of measures, which is eternal. It also indicates that the arsh, the throne of Allah, the greatest, was created before the writing in the clear book took place. This hadith, from the benefits of this hadith. Everything hidden in the heavens and the earth is written in a clear book. وَمَا مِنْ غَائِبَةٍ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ. As Allah says in Surah An-Naml, chapter 27, verse 75. And there is nothing hidden in the heaven and the earth, but is in a clear book. Allah ordered the qalam, the pen, to write the records of all preordained measures and qualities until the hour is established. In the hadith related by Abi Hafsa, that Ubad ibn Samit said to his son, O son, you shall not get the true essence of iman, of faith, until you acknowledge that what has befallen you was not to escape you or miss you, and what missed you was not to befall you. I heard the Prophet ﷺ saying, as soon as Allah created the pen, he commanded it saying, write. It said, what should I write, my Rabb? Allah said, write the record of all preordained matter until the commencement of the hour. O my son, I have heard Allah's messenger saying, he who dies believing in other than this is not from me, meaning is not on the Prophet's way of belief. All the records are perfect, nothing is missing. Allah the Exalted said, referring to the answer of Musa to Fir'aun, قال فما بال القرون الأولى قال علمها عند ربي في كتاب لا يضل ربي ولا ينسى. الله أكبر. The Pharaoh said to Moses, what about the generations of old? He, Moses, said, the knowledge thereof is in a record with my Rabb Allah, He is neither unaware nor does he forget. This is chapter 20, verse 51-52. All of our deeds are pre-recorded in the preserved tablet. Whatever the pen wrote is certainly to be executed. The Prophet ﷺ told Abu Huraira, عليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. The Prophet ﷺ told Abu Huraira, the companion, جف القلم بما أنت لاقن. The pen has turned dry after writing what you are going to confront. This is in Sahih al-Bukhari. Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar, one of the scholars of Islam, said, this means that the pen has turned dry after writing the predestined matters. Execution of all matters is in accordance with what the pen wrote in the preserved tablet. End of quote. Secondly, the writing following the creation of Adam. A group to paradise and a group to hell. So this is telling us that there are different writings. So we talk about the writing of everything in the preserved tablet. Okay, this is the first one. Okay, now we know that there is also writing following the creation of Adam. A group to paradise and a group to hell. Allah the Exalted wrote the provisions, the deeds and periods of lives and the end, whether to hell or paradise, of all of the children of Adam following the creation of their father. This is a second type of preordainment, a second one. Umar ibn al-Khattab, the companion of the Prophet ﷺ, when he was asked about the following ayah, and remember the ayah, when your Rabb brought forth the children of Adam from their lions, their seed, or from Adam's lion, his offspring, and made them testify as to themselves, saying, am I not your Rabb? They said, yes, we testify, lest you should say on the day of resurrection, verily we have been unaware of this. Umar said, when Allah's messenger was asked about it, I heard him say, Allah created Adam, alayhi salam, then he passed his right hand over his back, and brought forth from it his offspring, saying, I have created these for paradise, and they will do the deeds of paradise, those who will go to paradise. He then passed his hand over his back, and brought forth from it his offspring, saying, I have created these for hell, and they will do the deeds of Ahl al-Nar, those who will go to hell. Thereupon a man asked, what is the use of doing anything good? Allah's messenger said, verily, when Allah creates a slave for paradise, he uses him in doing the deeds of the people of paradise, until he dies doing one of their deeds, upon which he will enter paradise. But when he creates a slave for hell, he uses him in doing the deeds of the people of fire, until he dies doing one of their deeds, upon which he will enter into the fire of hell. Hisham ibn al-Hakam reported that a man asked Allah's messenger respecting the deeds, are they independently initiated, or that the pre-decree has already passed, that is, they would take place as has been already preordained? He said, when Allah brought from Adam's lion his offspring, he made them testify as to themselves, that is, he is their Rabb and true God, and then he poured them forth into the palms of his hands and said, these are for paradise and these are for hell. The works of those going to paradise will be made easy for them, and those going to hell, their deeds will be made easy for them. Many other ahadith not only confirm the meaning of this hadith related by Umar, but also the attesting to the first covenant as it is in this ayah which we recited. Taken together, the verse and these ahadith signed the second preordainment when the first covenant was taken. In addition, evidence that the children of Adam attested to the rububiyyah of Allah is clear to his lordship. Al-Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah commented, quote, many people may understand that these ahadith indicate that man has no choice with respect to his deeds, while others may think that being from the people of paradise or the people of hell is an arbitrary matter or just sheer luck. It is known that Allah is perfect in His names and attributes, and that laysa kamithlihi shay', there is nothing like unto Him. It is according to His knowledge and His wisdom and justice that He the Exalted chose people for paradise and for hell. He knew that those chosen for paradise will obey Him when they are commanded to do so, and those for hell will disobey. Allah's decision, therefore, is in accordance with what would come of them. Belief that necessitates admittance to paradise, or disbelief that necessitates punishment in hell. Both belief and disbelief are matters of choice for mankind. Allah the Exalted does not force anyone to adopt either choice. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Then whosoever wills, let him believe, and whosoever wills, let him disbelieve. But then Allah, at the end of this verse, what did He say? فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا. We have prepared for the ظالمين, the polytheists and the wrongdoers, fire of hell that will surround them. Yes, you can choose to disobey. Yes, you can choose to disbelieve. But this is your destiny. So after this verse, Allah immediately said, Quran 18:29 and the one thereafter. Because His choice is all just and wise, Allah cannot be questioned about it. Because, the Shaykh rahimahullah continued, because His choice is all just and wise, Allah cannot be questioned about it. Now, there is also a beautiful comment by Imam Ibn Qayyim about this verse concerning the children of Adam. He said, quote, Allah glorified and free from any imperfection is not going to hold the children of Adam accountable on the testimony of the first covenant, but rather on the evidences established by sending His messengers. The messengers remind the people about their early covenant and call them to worship Allah alone. Allahu Akbar. This great understanding of these renowned scholars of Islam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy be upon all of them. Now I repeat, so the first covenant taken, you know, before they were created here on earth, Allah glorified, Imam Ibn Qayyim said, okay, this is the verse, yeah, and if they, yeah, there it is. Then whoever wills, let him believe, and whoever wills, let him disbelieve. Verily we have prepared for the polytheists and wrongdoers a fire whose walls will be surrounding. This came right away after this choice. So for those who choose not to disbelieve, this is what they're going to suffer from. A fire whose walls will be surrounding them. So Imam Ibn Qayyim also reminds us that Allah glorified this and free from all imperfection is not going to hold the children of Adam accountable on the testimony of the first covenant which He took from them, that He is their Lord, and as the verse which we related earlier, but rather on the hujjah, on the evidence, on the proof established by sending the messengers. Because the messengers remind the people about their early covenant and call them to worship of Allah alone. So this is the second rank of writing. We go to the At-Taqdeer Al-Umari, Al-Umri, meaning covering the person's lifespan. The person's livelihood, life term, deeds, and his status in the hereafter, wretched or blessed, are written while in the mother's womb at an early stage of his development. This is confirmed in the hadith related by Abdullah bin Mas'ud, who said, Allah's Messenger, the Truthful, the Believed, said, the creation of every one of you is collected for the first 40 days in his mother's womb in the form of a nutfa, which is mixed male and female sexual discharges, after which it turns into alaqa, a piece of thick coagulated blood for an equal period, that is for 40 days. Then it comes mudgha, a lump of flesh, for a similar period. And then Allah sends an angel with four words recording the person's provision, his lifetime, his deeds, and whether he will be of the wretched or the blessed in the year after. Then he breathes the soul into him by Allah, besides whom there is no other than Allah. The one amongst you will do the deeds of the people of paradise till there is only the distance of a cubit between him and paradise. But then the writing, which Allah has ordered the angels to write, precedes. And so he will do the deeds of the people of the fire and thus enters it. And one of you will do the deeds of the people of hell until there remains a cubit between him and hell, that he will write, that the writing precedes, and he will then do the deeds of the people of paradise and thus enters it. And thus enters it. And in another narration, which is really very important, that he will do the deeds of the people of paradise as it seems to you. This is another statement which will also clarify this hadith. Which, as it seems to you, meaning it seems to us that this person is doing the deeds of the paradise. Okay. But then, the pre-decree will precede. Allah knew and wrote that he will be from the people of fire of hell. Why? And then, we will find that, before his death, he ended doing the deeds of the, that will lead him to fire of hell, and he will die on it. And he will die on it. And that's why we cannot say about a believer that this person is going definitely to paradise, or the opposite. Ibn al-Qayyim, may Allah's mercy be upon him, commented that all of them confirm this taqdeer, this preordainment of livelihood, life terms, deed, etc., but seem to differ in terms of the timing of this pre-decree in relation to the stages of development of the embryo. Some assign a period of 40 days, while others stated 40, 42, 43, and 45 nights. He said, many people think that there is contradiction between these ahadith, but Allah to be praised, there is none. In fact, there is an angel who takes care of the nutfah and who records Allah's preordainment at the head of the first 40 nights until he takes it to the second stage, which is the alaqah. However, the angel that breathes into the embryo does that after the third 40, where he is commanded to record yet another delayed taqdeer different from that done by the angel of the womb, who is assigned to the nutfah, staying with it and moving it by Allah's leave from one condition to the other until it enters the early stage of formation, which is the alaqah. The latter taqdeer deals with the status of the soul as it enters the body 120 days from the time of conception. 120 days from the time of conception. So anything before the 120 days is not considered to be a full creation of these stages. There is also an ordainment that takes place on the night of decree, Laylatul Qadr. Allah states, فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. Therein that night is decreed every matter of ordainment. This is an annual ordainment. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, on the night of decree, everything that occurs over the whole coming year from the matters of death, birth, provisions, and rain would be recorded from the record of the mother of the book. It would be even said that such and such person would perform Hajj. This is the annual decree which occurs over the whole coming year. Yes, on Laylatul Qadr. This is the annual decree. Allah says about it, 44 verse 4. There in the night is decreed every matter of ordainment. Yes, this occurs at the in the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. Then comes the daily ordainment, the daily taqdeer, the daily one. It directs what has been preordained according to its previously appointed terms and onto its specified times. Allah says, يَسْأَلُهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَأْنٍ. In chapter 55:29, whosoever in the heavens and on the earth asks of him for their needs, every day he has a matter to bring forth. All of these matters that Allah brings forth are preordained, and all of them are written in the mother of the book. The Prophet ﷺ said, explaining this statement, every day he has a matter to bring forth. He said, every day he has a matter to bring forth means he may forgive a sin for someone, relieve the hardship of someone, lift in honor someone, and lowers in disgrace others. The majority of the scholars of tafsir, of interpretation of the Quran, said, quote, Every day Allah gives life and causes death, creates and provides. Yes, all in the original one, yes. Lifts some in honor and humiliates others. Cures an ill person and releases a captive. Relieves from hardship and answers a supplicate. Gives the one who asks him and forgives a sin. His actions and creation are infinite. Allah stated that وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا بِلِسَانِ قَوْمِهِ لِيُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ. That a messenger that Allah sends, he sends him with the tongue of his nation to make it clear to them. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent the Quran in the Arabic. He's from the Arabs, he speaks the Arabic language, and he sent the Quran therefore in the language spoken by his messenger, so that to make clear to his nation, his people, those who are around him who speak the language, to make clear to them what is being revealed. This is the case with every messenger. Chapter 14, number 4, please. And we sent not a messenger except with the language of his people, in order that he might make the messenger clear for them. Okay, we move now. This is now a very important question. What is the relation between all of these levels of writings that we spoke about? The original one and the one that covers the person's lifespan, the second one, the second taqdeer, the third taqdeer is the annual one and the daily one. What is the relation between all of these levels of writing? Let's go over them. The original one, let's go over them. The original one, number one. The original one. Second, the writing following the creation of Adam. And this is in Quran 7172. You can put that after it between parentheses. 7172. Just put 7172 so that people refer to it. 7172. Exactly. This is the second one. We explained all of them, alhamdulillah. Now we go to the third one. Is al-umuri, covering the person's lifespan. The third, covering the person's lifespan. Vorio, if you could send the annual, and that is on the night of decree. The annual, between parentheses, night of decree. This takes place on the night of decree. This will be number 4. Exactly. And the fifth one, the daily taqdeer, the daily. And between parentheses put Quran 55:29 as the proof. Okay, the daily, exactly. Quran 55:29. Okay, the question is now, what is the relation between all of these levels of writings? Imam Ibn Taymiyyah and Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahumullah, may Allah's mercy be upon both of them, stressed that the writing in the preserved tablet is a general and comprehensive one that covers everything, while the other levels are special details of that in the preserved tablet. Alhamdulillah. I will repeat that what's in the preserved tablet from the writing is a general and comprehensive one that covers everything, while the other levels are special details for that which is general and comprehensive in the mother of the book. The writing in the preserved tablet is preserved. It is not subject to any change whatsoever because it is based upon Allah's knowledge. In other books, however, changes may occur, as in the books handled by the angels. But Allah says, يَمْحُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيُثْبِتْ وَعِنْدَهُ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ. Allah blots out what He wills and confirms what He wills, And with him is Ummul Kitab, the preserved tablet. This is verse 13, chapter 39. And we also read in Surah Nuh, chapter 71, verse 3 and 4. Chapter 71, verse 3 and 4. So I gave you chapter 13, 39, Surah Ar-Ra'd, and chapter 71, Surah Nuh, verses 3 and 4. In Surah Nuh, Allah says, and that you should worship Allah alone, fear Him by being dutiful to Him and obey Him. He, Allah, will then forgive you of your sins, and what? And respite you to an appointed term. And respite you to an appointed term. Also, the Prophet ﷺ said, من أحب أن يبسط له في رزقه وأن ينسأ له في أثره فليصل رحمه. In the agreed upon hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, he who loves that his sustenance be expanded and his life term prolonged should join the tie of kinship. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah explained that provisions and life terms are of two kinds. Let's be careful on this. You see what the Prophet ﷺ said? He who loves that his sustenance be expanded and his life term prolonged should join the tie of kinship. Okay, we'll go for this hadith and let's see how all these things are related. That's okay. The hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, he who loves his sustenance be expanded and his life term prolonged should join the time of kinship. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah explained that, quote, provisions on life terms are of two kinds. Give me your utmost attention, Brother Abu Talib. Provisions on life terms are two kinds. First kind, the unchanged record written in the preserved tablet. The unchanged record. Okay? And another, subject to increase and decrease, made known to the angels by Allah. That's why Allah the Exalted says, in the translation of the meaning, yes, this is the first one, unchanged records in preserved tablets first, concerning the provisions and life. The second is, subject to increase and decrease. Let's put number two, subject to increase and decrease. Others, subject to increase or decrease. Excellent. And these are made known to the angels by Allah. That's why Allah the Exalted says in the translation of the meaning in chapter 13:39, which we put already, and blots out what He wills and confirms what He wills, and with Him is Ummul Kitab, the preserved tablet, mother of the book. So Ibn Taymiyyah said, in the angels' books, the life terms increase or decrease. And similarly in the case of provisions, all being due to specific reasons. Thus Allah commands the angel to write the provisions and life term of one of his slaves. If the slave of Allah joins the tie of his kinship, Allah commands his angel to increase the slave's sustenance and life term. Because he obeyed Allah in keeping the tie of kinship. His life will be extended to a specified and preordained term that constitutes his age, his actual age. Otherwise, if he severs his tie with his kinship, he would not reach such an age. In all cases, it is written in the mother of the book, in the preserved tablet, whether he will keep or sever his ties. The same holds true regarding his sustenance. So now, alhamdulillah, we repeat. If the slave of Allah joins the tie of kinship, Allah commands his angel to increase the slave's sustenance or life term by specified increments. The angel, here the point, the angel does not know the actual outcome of extension in the life term or that related to the increase in the provision. He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, knows the outcome. That is pre-appointed term which is not to be prolonged or delayed. And I will explain this further. Because this person now, he obeyed Allah in keeping the tie to his kinship. Alaykum as-salam, rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. His life will be extended to a specified and preordained term that constitutes his actual age. Otherwise, if he severs his tie with his kinship, he would not reach such an age. In all cases, it is written in the preserved tablet whether he will keep or severe his time. And the same holds true regarding his sustenance. Let's give an example which Al-Hafidh Ibn Hajar gave. This great scholar of Islam said, quote, for example, to say to the angel that the age of such and person, such and such person is 100 years if he joins the tie of his kinship, and 60 years if he severs it. In the foreknowledge of Allah, it is known whether he will join or sever the tie of kinship, and whatever is in Allah's knowledge, including the lifespan of every living creature, is not subject to extension or delay. However, the angel's knowledge is the one subject to the increase or decrease, and this is what is referred to in Allah's saying, and Allah blots what He wills and confirms what He wills, and with Him is the preserved tablet. The blotting and confirming is relevant to the knowledge of the angels. However, what is recorded in Ummul Kitab, the mother of the book, is relevant to Allah's foreknowledge, where absolutely there can be no blotting. The example is clear. For example, to say to the angel that the age of such and such person is 100 years if he joins the tie of his kinship, it is written in the mother of the book, with Allah's knowledge and in Allah's writing, that he will join the kinship, and therefore because he joins the kinship, his lifespan will be 100 years. The other one, it is written unknown to Allah, he will sever the kinship, and therefore his term will be 60 years. Naam, exactly, exactly. Yes, the mother of the book remains intact, unchanged. Because what's in the mother of the book is the thing which is in the foreknowledge of Allah and His writing. And this is known to Him whether He will sever the kinship or will He... Yes, the example. For example, to say to the angel that the age of such and such person is 100 years if he joins the tie of his kinship, and 60 years if he severs it. The angels will know that, but in the foreknowledge of Allah, it is known whether he will join or sever the tie of kinship. So it is fixed 60 years and fixed 100 years originally. You understand? Salat al-Rahim, yes. Yes, ties of kinship. In the foreknowledge of Allah, it is known whether he will join or sever the tie of kinship. And whatever is in Allah's knowledge, including the lifespan of every living creature, is not subject to extension or delay. Part of it being 100 years, you see, it's because he joined the kinship. He didn't sever it. And that's why it became 100. It is written 100 in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, originally because Allah knew he will not sever it and he will join the kinship. The opposite is true with the one who severs it. So, yani in general, as what Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah affirmed, that in general, in the preserved tablet, there is a general and comprehensive one that covers everything from the writing, while the other levels are special details for the that which is in the preserved tablet. And I think we're going to go now to the third rank, and this is the Mashi'ah, the will of Allah. The will of Allah.